So now we will begin our first meditation. Arriving here, arriving now, arriving at the beginning of the beginning of this sit and of our weekend of practice. Arriving where we are and how we are. Arriving into the outer space of the room and the conditions in the room, the conditions in the dwelling. Arriving in the inner conditions in your mind, heart. Arriving in such a way that we can be able to fully experience what is there to be experienced. Mindfulness, front and center, inviting mindfulness into the space. Arriving mindfulness into this very moment, into the now, the here of space, the now of time. Mindfulness lights up, notices. It both registers the experience as happening and sees it in context, this mindfulness. It's receptive. Arriving into the moment through mindfulness. At some point, we start to notice that, in fact, we are present. We are present there as being present for the moment. We feel the immediacy of the moment. This is a metric, a pointer. This feeling of being present here and now. It's visceral. It's a felt sense. And it's pleasant. It's delightful because our minds like being present in the moment. It's the reactivity that pulls us away. As these moments of being present accumulate, there's a kind of continuity to the mindfulness. And you can realize that you, in fact, are available to this moment, that you're present in this moment, so you're available to know what is occurring in any of the sense gates, to include the mind. Available, available. Likewise, when we are available to the moment becomes available to us. What does that mean? It means that we have choice. We have agency in how we relate to what's arising in any sense gate. We can have a nagging thought, and in this moment, we can choose not to follow it. We have an itch, and we don't have to scratch. Or we do scratch. We have a sort of discomfort somewhere in the back, and we just keep sitting without responding to it. Or we realize this is the lower back or the knees, and it's appropriate to respond, and so we move. It's our choice. We are bringing wisdom and compassion in what happens next in the moment. We are co-creating, very modestly on our part, that next moment. Being available has this empowerment. The moment is available to us, in having the ability, the agency, the empowerment to choose how we respond. Sometimes our minds get caught and we can't let loose of something. We can let loose, we can drop it and it comes right back and on and on. But even then, we can choose how to respond to something that seems temporarily locked in place. How do we relate to that which is locked in place? So much empowerment comes when we're available. This felt sense of available is our object at the moment. We are not turning to all the experiences that, of course, are always arising, even as we prepare for later turning to the objects of experience, which the Buddha described in the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. Here, we're just cultivating being available. We're resting back, we're sitting back in this recognition and the felt sense of available, present and available, so present that one is genuinely available to know and respond to this moment. having gone this far in establishing our presence, we will turn from here gently, gently to knowing the experience of body. Because we are present and available when we turn to paying attention to the body experience. It is available to us. We're available to it. Noticing that being available in this way has a kind of delight, a kind of ease, a feeling of authenticity, because the mind is organized within itself. It's resting in its own capacity. There's not so much doing as there is getting out of the way. Feeling the body and its form. You're either sitting or lying down or standing. Possibly moving. These are the four the Buddha named, but most of us are sitting, standing, or lying down. And what that feels like. And noticing the body as a stream of sensations that one can feel one sensation after another, if that's the capacities or the characteristics of body and body consciousness. Just like we notice the form, we can notice the sensation of it. So many different sensations. It can be a little overwhelming if we start to notice them. But nonetheless, this is part of physical body consciousness that the Buddha directs us to first. We can notice the experience of the body as the elements. For instance, we can feel the earth element in the body. Drop your attention to the lower half of the body, if you will, please. Being mindful of the pelvic bowl. Feeling the bones that make up the pelvis, the hips. Feeling the sit bones. hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Earth element feels like this. A base feeling when we're sitting, even when we're lying down. It's delightful to be present for our body in a non-judging, non-comparing way. Bringing our attention to the upper leg bones through skin, through soft tissue and all that's involved at the soft tissue level, to the bones of the femurs. Hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. The knees and the lower leg bones, those two leg bones, through skin, through soft tissue, the bones themselves. Hard, firm, heavy, earth element. The ankles and the feet, so many bones in the feet, the toes. Earth element, hard, firm, heavy. The entire lower half of the body being known just through its earth element. If you will, invite the earth element to rest on earth. The earth element in the body just discovers the natural relationship of that element to the earth element itself. We may feel an ease come through the body. The lower belly might relax so that we feel more of the breath there. We might feel the nervous system make a slight switch. Earth element resting on earth. Calming. Steadying. Easeful, easeful. You may notice there's a stillness. Stillness can be strong. It's relatively still because, of course, the other elements are also present. Bones are very alive. In this stillness, you may notice steadiness. There's no doing steadiness of mind. Steadiness is occurring. It's delightful for the mind to be resting in this way. It's a felt sense, restful. It's not a concept. It's not an opinion-based evaluation. It's immediate, felt. Not so much commentary. Feeling the wholesomeness but then not having to have thoughts about it. It's recognition and then experiencing. Recognition and direct experiencing. Recognition and direct experiencing. Maybe all along, or maybe at the beginning and it's dropped away, but at times comes back. This part of the body is the experience of the wind element, which we know primarily through breath. So gently, without abandoning the steadiness, the stillness, of the earth element, we turn to the wind element. Some of you may not wish to do this, but to stay with the steadiness of the earth element, feel free to do so. For those turning to breath, to know the wind element. Notice the movement of wind, of breath. You're not having to say breathe in, nor do you have to say breathe out. It is automatic. This movement of the breath is highlighted by the stillness of the earth element. So satisfying to feel that. This is a satisfaction of beingness, not of doing. The experience itself of the steadiness of the knowing, this ever-changing object of the breath, calming in itself, not needing commentary. Opening so fully to the direct experience rather than through a bunch of ideas about what it's supposed to feel like, what we're supposed to do with it. Just being with it, resting attention. Feeling the breath in the body in this way. I use the term my body breath. You may have learned to stay with the breath in the nostrils or in the chest or the belly, or you may move around. You may have learned whole body breath. This body breath includes all of those experiences. So steady the knowing. Mind content with the movement of what's being known. No need to comment on it. It's a felt experience of ease, of oneness. When the ego wants to take possession of this experience, just smile. And just a little quick, not now. When there's thoughts that are just so intrusive, and it pulls you away, despite you're not having an interest in it, it just pulls you away no matter what. Or you do have an interest, and therefore you get seduced by your interest in this thought. And away we go. Not judging this experience, or comparing it to what we're supposed to be. And not even trying to fix it, this wandering away. Rather, recognizing that our mind has wandered and that is not our way of practice in this moment. Later on, it might be, but at this moment, we're building a steadiness through a single anchor object. So we recognize we're not in a hurry to get back to the breath. We recognize that this has occurred, this wandering has occurred. And we recognize that we have a commitment to being with the breath. And the capacity to live out that commitment, that we do have choice. You're building the recognition of choice. It's very satisfying this non-judging. And when we recognize choice without judging, how limited or full and strong the choice is, but rather we can intend as best we're able from wherever we are, that we have choice. That there is this feeling of choice that's very, very satisfying. Easeful, steadying, reassuring. So we're knowing the capacity before we utilize it. Going with me. The mind can get delighted with this sensation, this recognition, this felt sense of choice. And then we express our choice by returning to the breath. Fully returning. Going all the way back to this, knowing the direct experience of it as wind element. So the mind just covers the breath experience, full recognition, full relatedness. Not demanding the experience be a certain way, but really available to knowing breath. May I know the experience of breath. May I know the experience of the wind element. Little early indications of the mind being concentrated may appear. A feeling of steadiness that you felt in the earth element may start to be strongly here. A feeling of the shift in blood pressure. Or a relaxation response. Or dropped in feeling. Or resting back. Or the sweetness of the breath. Or how it's like a wave in the ocean. Breath coming in, a wave to shore. Wave receding as the breath leaves. The feeling of here and now, really feeling here, really feeling now, really arrived, genuinely available. The singularity of focus is felt, that connection, how steady the connection is. It may be that you are with the body breath, where it's sometimes body that's more predominant, other aspects of body, particularly the earth element. And other times it's the wind element that's in the forefront, where they're there together. Any hint, any little temporary access, practice without agenda, the mind is easily satisfied. The mind may wander into a fantasy. Because you are more collected, everything is more collected. So fantasy is more powerful and seductive, therefore. So we recognize, we are mindful in a way that allows us to recognize mind wandered. No need to judge, no need to compare. We simply bring it back. Not going into stories, not going into little intellectual concept thinking. Noticing the absence of such activity when the mind is steady, and the body breath, or the body or the breath. Inner quiet, not perfect inner quiet, if you will, please note the felt sense of your attention right now. not so much that it's on the breath, but what is its quality as attention? If attention is the spotlight for mindfulness, is it steady? Is there a physical sensation around that attention? Could be anywhere. Is it mirrored, the steadiness in the brain inside the skull as like a intuitive felt sense of something? Thank you.